This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Navy SEAL was killed. It happened Friday, and three others were wounded in a fight with Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, about 65 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. U.S. Africa Command said the American forces came under attack, were on and during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. President Trump is about to make a visit to the Middle East and hopes to help mediate a historic peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. He is not offering any details about a peace plan. During his meeting this week with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Mr. Trump repeatedly expressed hope for an agreement, a deal, or more generally an arrangement reaching peace. A deal worked out by Russia, Turkey, and Iran to set up de-escalation zones in mostly opposition-held parts of Syria went into effect early today. Russia says the zones will be closed to air traffic from the U.S.-led coalition. Pentagon spokesman Adrian Rakeem Galloway told VOA that any welcome effort to reduce the violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to get to those in need, and ultimately lead to a political resolution to the ongoing crisis in Syria. However, he said the fight against the Islamic State will continue.
I should point out that there will be no sanctuary for ISIS. Our operations to work with partnered forces on the ground to defeat ISIS and to reclaim their so-called capitals in Iraq and Syria will continue unabated.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal to establish the so-called de-escalation zones. This is VOA News. A U.S. Senate committee investigating allegations that Russia interfered in recent U.S. elections has ordered several of President Trump's former aides to turn over information about possible ties with Russia, one of those being scrutinized, Carter Page, who is a former foreign policy advisor to Mr. Trump. Lashed out at the Senate Intelligence Committee in a letter made public Friday calling the probe a fake inquiry. Both the Senate and House of Representatives Intelligence Committees, along with federal investigation officials, are looking into Russian efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron's team blasting what they call a massive and coordinated hacking attack against his campaign after a flood of internal documents were released online late Friday, barely 24 hours before the election. The centrist candidate's furious staff said the release of thousands of emails, accounting documents, and other files was an attempt at democratic destabilization like that seen during the last presidential campaign here in the U.S. Polls show Macron leads by double digits over far-right candidate Marine Le Pen. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in Paris and reports now on the election highlights of two different views of France's future.
It has been an emotionally charged campaign as France decides whether to stay the course of globalization or chart a new path outside of the European Union with fortified borders and an emphasis inward in line with a changing trend in much of the world. Nationalist Marine Le Pen came second in a first round, but hopes her promises of returning French factory jobs and boosting social benefits will win over the far left. Like in Donald Trump's election, quiet voters could bring a surprise after polls leading up to the vote put former economy minister Emmanuel Macron solidly in the lead. France is deeply divided, perhaps more than at any time in its post-war history. Either way, Sunday's election will mark a change. The big question is how much of one French voters really want. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Iraqi forces have pushed farther into Mosul from the north, part of a new push there to dislodge the Islamic State. Militants now besieged in the northwestern corner of Mosul, which include the historic old city and the medieval Grand al-Nuri Mosque. North Korea accusing the governments of the U.S. and South Korea of carrying out an unsuccessful assassination attempt against leader Kim Jong-un. The North Korean statement did not provide details about how it allegedly broke up the assassination plot or if anyone else involved was in custody. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the birthday boy. 80 years old on the 4th of May, NEA jazz master, bassist, composer, and band leader, Ron Carter. Yes, the great man from Detroit, Ron Carter, was born on the 4th of May in 1937, 80 years old this month. And we'll celebrate Ron Carter with conversation I enjoyed with him in his hometown of Detroit, Michigan, at the Detroit Jazz Festival just last summer. And, of course, lots of his wonderful music, too, coming your way. Let's begin this set with the music of another great artist, also born on the 4th of May, a few years before Ron Carter in 1928. He's the great trumpeter and big band leader, Maynard Ferguson. Here's a title cut from his album, Chameleon, as he does a big band version of the Herbie Hancock classic to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
stars above that shine so bright. The mystery of the fading light that shines up in our caravan. Sleep up on my shoulders as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan.
Inviting, that is a wonderful duet featuring guitarist Diego Figueiredo and vocalist Cyril Amé on the classic song Caravan from Mr. Figueiredo's album Broken Bossa. And preceding that, another classic song updated. It's Caravan from the great Maynard Ferguson. Russ Davis here, hoping you're enjoying the music here on VOA's Jazz America. And I get quite a bit of communication via email and Facebook from folks who also enjoy getting to know the artists a little bit better. In this case, we'll get to know the gentleman who turns 80 years old on the 4th of May, NEA jazz master, bassist, composer, and educator, Ron Carter from Detroit. In Detroit, we had this conversation and talked about the importance of education to his life and to the future of jazz itself. Ron, thanks for taking some time with us.
Good to see you this morning.
Now, education's been very, very important to you, and I know it took you to a little place a little further to the east, and that would be the state of New York, Eastman School of Rochester, and then eventually to Manhattan, and then to the world. So education, just in general, some thoughts about how important it is. I know it's important to the people in Detroit.
Well, you know, I think one of the reasons that the jazz audience is smaller than it was 25 years ago is that the music is not encouraged in general at the elementary school level.
Hmm.
I mean, when the teacher, a person walked into my elementary school and I was like 11 years old, she laid out these instruments and said, we're going to start an orchestra in this elementary school. And on this table are instruments that you can all take a choice of. But if you take a choice, you got to take lessons, you got to know how to play it good, because you're going to have a good orchestra here. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. And because it doesn't happen, the audience is naturally smaller, because the people who would love the music haven't had a chance to be a part of its learning how to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Their level of appreciation is smaller because they haven't had a chance to be a part of the process,
mm-hmm.
to understand the process of, mm-hmm. of music in general, and jazz in particular. My friend has a saying that he borrowed from somewhere. It says, he longs for the day when the jazz department, when the music department has a scholarship and the football team has cookie sales for uniforms. When we get to that place, we'll be all right.
That's t-shirt material right there.
Yeah.
And here's the title cut from the album The Golden Striker, a wonderful trio recording from Ron Carter featuring Ron on bass, Mulgrew Miller on piano, and Russell Malone on guitar. The title cut, the John Lewis composition, The Golden Striker, Ron Carter on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chick Corea, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
recorded during the 28 days of his residence at the Blue Note in New York City, the famous jazz club, during which he played with 10 different bands celebrating his 70th birthday. That is Chick Corea and the aggregation known as the Five-Piece Band, featuring John McLaughlin on guitar, Kenny Garrett on saxophone, John Petitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums, with Chick Corea's composition Spirit Rides. That's the brand-new release, The Musician, from Chick Corea, with a chronicle of all those 10 bands in those 28 glorious days in celebration of his birthday. Speaking of birthdays, the 80th celebration of the birthday of Ron Carter will continue here on VOA's Jazz America. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's JazzAmerica@voanews.com. That's JazzAmerica, the two words written as one word, @ VOANEWS.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com.
And here's a fun message I received recently from Altka Altenbeck from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. And he wrote, "I love jazz, but I also want to visit Old Trafford to see United play at Manchester United." Well, lots of folks who love jazz also love football and sports in general, Altka. And I'm sure that you'll enjoy the music you're about to hear from a gentleman who may have been to Old Trafford to see Manchester United play somewhere down the line. He was born in Bradford in England, and his name is Alan Holdsworth. Unfortunately, we must mark the passing of Alan Holdsworth, who died at the age of 70 in late April. He was well known as one of the finest and most unique guitarists with his own style to come during the jazz fusion era of the 60s and 70s. He not only had wonderful solo releases, was a big part of the jazz rock movement known as the Canterbury scene in England with bands like Gong and Soft Machine, and then came to the United States and impressed many American musicians, among them the great drummer Tony Williams. Alan Holdsworth was invited to be a member of Tony Williams' Lifetime, one of the groundbreaking jazz fusion groups. And here's some music that he made in honor of Tony Williams as we enjoy the song Fred from Alan Holdsworth, dedicated to Altka Altenbeck from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, enjoying jazz and football, but listening to jazz right now on VOA's Jazz America.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things you do astound me, mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm a limp as a glove, and feeling like someone in love.
Fantastic trio that is. On the vocals and piano, Diana Krall from her latest release, Turn Up the Quiet, singing the classic Like Someone in Love with the help of two of the finest players around, bassist Christian McBride and guitarist Russell Malone. Well, coming up, we've got more of the words of Ron Carter and then the music of Ron Carter, this time with a big band setting, after we talk to him further here on VOA's Jazz America.
Ron, thanks for taking some time with us.
Good to see you this morning.
Any a jazz master and given the same level of honor from the nation of France, and just what a life.
I still got one, man.
Okay, lastly. Okay. Most of your time has been spent with small group.
Yes.
And now, in the last few years, you're turning more to big band, and the great big band will close out your four straight days at the Detroit Jazz Festival in 2016 tonight. Some thoughts about small group and big band presentations.
I think the big difference is the payroll. Now, I've been doing big band since Ernie Wilkins in the early 60s, mm-hmm. you know. Wade Marcus, who was from Detroit, by the way, who was a Motown writer, had done some big band things. Oliver Nelson, mm-hmm. Gil Evans, so the big band territory. With Risa Franklin called Lady 69 with a great big band, Atlantic Records. It's a wonderful record. Mm-hmm. So the big band era and instrument is not foreign to me. The difficulty is trying to find enough work to have a big band affordable. And these musicians who are coming in today for the concert tonight, I've called them because they love the music. They're part of the first recording project I did, and they understand, despite the limitations of the budget, to do this music with me, to go away having to learn something else about how music can work. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of trading on my ability to help them sound better in lieu of a bigger budget. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to tonight. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of folks in Detroit are too, and I tell you, honestly, it's always an honor and a thrill to be in the presence of greatness, and I thank you for these 15 minutes, Ron Carter, and wish you a very, very happy day here for the last day of the Detroit Jazz Festival, and hope you've enjoyed your homecoming.
Thank you. Thanks for your time and interest, and hello to all your fans.
He was invited by one of Europe's greatest jazz aggregations, the WDR Big Band, to create a big band version of his songs, and that became, in 2014, the album My Personal Songbook, Ron Carter and the WDR Big Band. We'll hear the song 8, written by Mr. Carter, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Ron Carter, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
from the album Orfu. That's Obrigado, another great song from Ron Carter. Now, here's another artist who was born in the month of May, but in 1903. Here's what some early, early jazz sounds like. Bix Beiderbecke with a Paul Whiteman Orchestra on Jazz America. Of May in 1903, but he lived to only be 28 years old. What a legacy he would have left otherwise, but his legacy is strong. The late Bix Beiderbecke and the song From Monday On. This is Russ Davis. Thank you for joining me for this edition of Jazz America and for joining in on our celebration of the 80th birthday of NEA jazz master, master bassist, composer, educator, Ron Carter. Now, next week on Jazz America, the special theme is Like Father, Like Daughter, as legendary Latin jazz percussionist Memo Acevedo and his talented percussionist daughter Jacqueline Acevedo join us for music and conversation.